You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news from the team right to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player news, and much, much more, including the Browns 2015 rookie class, offseason team workouts, etc., by downloading the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now. Stay up to date on your team. You can stream this show live. You can listen to it after the fact. You can do whatever you want with the power of the Browns right in your hand, and that's the Cleveland Browns mobile app. We are very excited at this time to welcome into the studio the Browns Pro Bowl left tackle, Mr. Joe Thomas, who will join us here for the next few minutes on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You good? You got a nice smoothie? You're ready to go?
Delicious smoothie. I'm ready.
So, five OTAs in, kind of halfway through the OTA period. Your kind of first impressions of this offense and where you think you guys are offensively?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think things are going pretty well. We're keeping a lot of the same run game concepts as we had last year, and I think there was a little bit of a learning curve last year because it was sort of a new run game than we've had in a long time. And so I think that's going pretty good because we're kind of building on what we did last year. Some of the pass game concepts are a little bit different than what we were doing last year, but at least up front, there's only so many ways you can block certain blitzes and stuff. So it's not too overly complicated. So I think we're doing pretty good, and we're building on some of the things that we did well last year.
Joe, talk about just Josh McCown and your first impressions of him as a player, first and foremost, and then now as a leader in that locker room.
Well, he's a guy that's been around a long time, so he obviously understands what it takes to be a winner in the NFL. He's done a great job so far from what we've seen. I'm never a guy that's been good at evaluating quarterback play, but the ball seems to be coming out on time, and there's guys that are catching his passes. So from that standpoint, it's been great. And also, just to have another guy that's got that type of experience under his belt in that huddle, in that locker room, is really awesome. And I feel like it kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off me, and especially when you have a guy like that at the quarterback position, which is the number one position where you need that leadership, that command of the huddle.
Cam Irving, drafted in the first round for this team, he spent time at right tackle in practice. He spent time at right guard. And then today, as you were observing practice, he was working at left tackle. What have you seen from him, and how challenging is that at this, your kind of your infancy in the NFL, to be playing all over the place?
Yeah, it makes the growth process a little bit slower, but in the end it'll be better for him because he will get an opportunity to learn all the positions. He's a really smart guy. That's the first thing that strikes you when you get a chance to meet him is he's like a big sponge. He's picking up everything that you tell him.
Good.
He's really good at taking the coaching points and in the classroom and bringing them to the field. And he's done a great job so far. I think one of his biggest assets is his versatility, and you're seeing that out there right now.
Joe, talk about you said the word asset about Cam Irving. Another asset that you have playing next to you is Joel Bitonio. Just talk about for you, after 8 years, what a luxury it is to have a guy come in as a rookie, play as well as he did, but to know that you can rely on him from a communication standpoint, the guy that has your back, to play next to you for the next few years here in Cleveland.
Well, it was great having him come in and learn as quickly as he did last year. And this year, it's not even like he's a second-year guy. It's not like playing next to a rookie anymore, and that's a blessing because to have a guy that is in his second year playing at a Pro Bowl caliber level, you don't have to baby him. You don't have to tell him what to do on every play. It makes my job a lot easier, and then I can kind of focus on taking care of the task at hand, which tends to be a little bit tougher than the rest of the guys for the
yes.
most part.
So you have this line, you know, you're going to get Alex Mack back to it. You draft Cam Irving. You could have potentially three first-rounders, two early second-rounders, not to mention John Greco with this team. That investment in the line, that talent in the line, how good can you guys be?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a really good O-line. I think that was kind of the strength of our offense last year. And for a number of years, I think that's kind of been the strength of our offense. And I see it no differently this year. And it's probably going to be one of the better offensive lines I've been on. I think the sky is the limit, really, for the group that we have. We've got a lot of talent. We've got some depth that we haven't had in years past. That was something that I think hurt us a little bit last year when we lost Alex, because we didn't really have that depth that we'd been building for a couple years. But now we've got a few guys that have got some experience under their belt. We've got a first-rounder back in there. And to be able to have that type of depth on the offensive line is really important, because there's certainly going to be an injury at some point in the career, in the season, and you got to be able to have somebody that can pick up right where the starter left off.
One guy I wanted to ask you about, because we've heard a lot about him. We know that he started for basically half the season on Seattle's Super Bowl run, and that's Michael Bowie. Who better to ask than one of the best tackles to ever play the game? What have you seen from Michael Bowie, and speaking of that depth?
Yeah, he's doing a great job out there. I don't know how we got him, but I'm excited that he's with us, because we know how important the tackle position is and how hard it is to find guys that can play. And he's certainly a guy that, right when you watch him, he's a big, strong, physical guy that's a good athlete. And he's got pretty good technique for a guy that's as young as he is. So to be able to add him to the rotation is going to be huge.
Joe, talk about just some of the playmakers that have been added this offseason from Ray Farmer. Dwayne Bowe. Brian Hartline, Vince Mailey via the draft, Duke Johnson, and that different aspect that he'll be able to add into the run game as well, and how different your offense will look with those playmakers from last year to this year.
Well, it's great when you can add young playmakers to your team. I think the position that can make immediate impacts on offense the most is probably your receiver and then your running back, because no matter what those guys say, it's a pretty easy playbook to pick up. And they're able to use their natural athletic ability much sooner than many of the other positions, which has difficult technique or difficult concepts or difficult playbook. And so for those guys to be able to get fresh, talented skill players out there is awesome. And I think you're going to see a more explosive offense this year as a result.
When you watch Duke Johnson out there today, he had one play in particular where he had a little jump cut and was gone. As a lineman, when you have somebody who can make those kind of moves, what does that do for your mindset, knowing that a little crease can be a big play?
Well, that's what you got to have as a running back. And so it is fun watching a guy like that out there, because I saw that play today and I thought, man, that was great. He read his blocks perfectly. He saw his seam. He was patient. But when he had that opening, he took it. And that's what you need as a running back. And I'm hoping we can see more of that as the season goes on.
Joe, this question comes as if I were a fan, but who are some of the biggest tests?
I hope you're a fan. Let's
that
go.
The biggest tests that you have that you go against, have gone against in your career, and are going to go against this upcoming season.
Well, there's a few guys that I always think about when people ask me that question, which is often. And the three guys I always think about is Dwight Freeney, Terrell Suggs, and DeMarcus Ware. Those are guys that I think they were kind of unique at what they did. All three of those guys, potential Hall of Fame type guys.
That Freeney spin move, huh?
And, Freeney, not that he invented the spin move, but nobody ever lived on it like he did.
Right.
And nobody ever did it as well as he did. So those are guys that, I'll probably tell my kids that I played against someday.
And they'll play against you.
Yeah.
They'll be saying the same thing. Last year, Khalil Mack made quite an impression on you as well.
Yeah. He's another guy. I mean, he's young in his career, and he's still learning a lot of things, but he's got the talent of all those guys. I mean, he should have been the number one pick overall last year, hands down. I mean, it's impressive just watching him out there, because even as a rookie, there's a lot to learn, and he probably didn't do all the right things on every play, but when he lets it loose, he's got talent that I don't know the NFL has seen since Lawrence Taylor. I mean, he's that big, fast, strong, explosive. I mean, we couldn't block him last year.
He's an impressive guy. Talk with Joe Thomas, the Browns Pro Bowl offensive tackle. Joe, you've done a lot of media. You've talked a little bit about Johnny, saying that you believe he's doing what he has to do to become a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and a good one. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you want to be a starting quarterback, you got to be willing to put in the extra time. You got to be willing to put in the extra film sessions. You got to be able to put in the extra time with your center, understanding protections, understanding how we're going to block blitzes. You got to put in that extra time throwing with your receivers. It's the one position where you have to work just as much as a coach in the meeting room, in the film room, and you have to be that leader. And it has to be more important to you than almost any other person on that team. And that's what we're seeing from Johnny right now.
Joe, how excited are you for the upcoming season to really implement the template that Mike Pettine has brought here with a full-on dominant defense with high-quality special teams as well as now an offense, you know, that can move the ball, move the chains, and just be a part of that to play full complementary football, which it always seems like one piece is missing of the puzzle. It seems as if all of those are fitting together very well right now.
I hope so. I think if we are able to put all those pieces together, Coach Patton's definitely got a great vision for what he wants his team to be, and we're going to be darn good. And I definitely see us on the right track right now.
This defensive line last year suffered through a lot of injuries. I'm sure you guys noticed that in practice as it went on. It has been restocked, and we haven't even gotten to see Danny Shelton as he's finishing up his finals, but Randy Starks comes in. Xavier Cooper comes in. What are your impressions? You get Phil Taylor back. Mm-hmm. John Hughes is back. Armani Bryan mm-hmm. is back. What's your impressions been of that defensive line since you get to line up from them against them every day?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the disappointments of last season was the defensive line, because going into it, we probably said we've got
one of
the deepest, yep. most talented defensive lines in the NFL, and then we're just hit with this incredible rash of injuries. And anytime you have those type of injuries, the NFL roster doesn't allow you to be deep enough at any position group to be able to withstand the number of injuries we had. And so subsequently our defense and our run game in particular, or our run defense, suffered. And so having those new guys back, adding Danny Shelton, adding a couple of the free agents, I'm hoping everyone's able to stay healthy and we can have a top five defensive line this year.
Has anybody stood out to you that you've gone against early? I know it's very early.
That's pretty early. There's a lot of guys that are looking good right now, but without even putting the pads on yet,
it's tough to say.
My last question for you is just today, the anniversary of the Browns Give 10 initiative and Dylan Sutcliffe being named, you know, the honorary Cleveland Browns team member for the day. Just how proud are you to be drafted in an organization that's had so many ups, a lot of downs, but to celebrate a day like today, to enjoy a young boy whose dream is mm-hmm. to just be a yeah. part of a culture and be a part of a team and franchise yeah. that you've been a part of for 8 years?
Yeah. Well, one of the most special parts about being a pro athlete is being able to share the excitement with the fans and being able to give back to kids and being able to just sign an autograph for a kid or shake a kid's hand and to see the smile and the excitement on their face. The power we have as pro athletes to change lives, especially kids for the better, is the most special thing that I think a pro athlete has. And to be able to go out there on a day that most people would think is kind of a meaningless day as an OTA practice sometimes feels, and to be able to have that big of an impact on a young child's life is really cool, and it makes you feel like all of the hard work and the stuff that we go through is really worth it.
Yeah, very special day here in Berea as Dylan Sutcliffe again signed to a one-day contract to be with the Browns. Said his favorite player, Phil Taylor, so he likes the D-line, fancies yeah. himself as a defensive lineman. I thought that was a lot of fun today. I want to ask you about the other thing going on in Cleveland here over the next couple of weeks, in addition to the OTAs and minicamp, mm-hmm. and that would be the Cavaliers mm-hmm. going for the NBA title. You've mm-hmm. been at all these games. You're always up on the Humungotron firing people up. Are you going to go to the finals games, and what's your prediction?
So I assume that you're going to say next you got tickets for me. That's
no, I wouldn't.
That's what I'm waiting for.
No.
I would love
you've
to
earned
go,
those tickets.
For sure. I'd love to go for sure. I'm as excited as any of the Cleveland fans. So it's obviously a special time. When I was a rookie, they made the finals in 2007. And so that was really cool being part of that. And so I'm hoping that we're able to close it out this year. And I'll definitely, if I can't make it to any games, I'll be watching on TV.
What's your prediction?
I don't see how the Cavs lose. I mean,
let's go.
Let's be honest. The way they're playing, I just don't see how they lose. They may sweep them 4-0.
I feel the same way. How can they lose? They got to just win. They got to yeah. bring it home. Who's your favorite player on the Cavs?
Well, obviously, I love LeBron. I guess I don't know if I have a favorite player, but
have you been swept up with Deli Mania?
I love how he plays. I'm not sure he's my favorite player. You know, I really like watching Kyrie Irving. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, obviously, LeBron is special, and everyone knows sure. that, but watching Kyrie, the quickness he has, the way he can slash and penetrate and finish and then set other guys up is fun to watch.
Joe, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming up on a day where you were able to observe and still come up and do this interview. We really appreciate that. And best of luck to you in finishing out these OTAs. I'm sure – I know – I remember last year I said, what's your favorite part about the offseason? He said, when it's over. So enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of OTAs and good health. And thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me. All right. Browns Pro Bowl left tackle, eight-time Pro Bowl left tackle, Joe Thomas joining us here in studio. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, with his post-practice presser on ESPN 850 WKNR.